presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based on the characters from the full color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. When last we saw Jungle Jim Bradley, he had just rescued Lil DeVriel from Japanese spies. Jim went back to the airport at Panama to find that his flight had been canceled without warning. No explanations given. All Colonel Barrett could tell him was that he was to go back to his rooms and await further orders. It wasn't very pleasant news to Jim, but like the good soldier he is, he took it smilingly. Now we find him waiting for Colonel Barrett to visit him.
What time is it, Colo?
He's 5 minutes off the last time you asked me, Tuan Jim.
Colonel Barrett said he was coming at 2. 12 minutes after 2 now. I wonder what's keeping him.
He will be here.
You know, Colo, he's been treating me for the last couple of days as if I were in disgrace or something. When I try to see him, he's always too busy or out. He won't even speak to me on the phone.
Have no fear of disgrace, Tuan Jim. You have done no wrong.
I don't like all this mystery.
See? Answer to question.
Answer the door, Colo.
I go. Please to come in, Colonel Barrett.
Thank you, Colo. Come on in, Bill.
Yeah, of course. Hello, Colonel Barrett. Still speaking to me?
What?
Well, you've been so hard to get to lately, I thought perhaps I'd committed some official sin or
something. Why, no, Jim, no. Nothing of the sort. On the contrary, I... Oh, forgive me. This is Mr...
Bill Smith. Mr. Bradley, I am very happy to know you. Smith? And, I'm very happy to meet you, Mr. Smith.
Well, now that everybody's met everybody and everybody's happy, suppose we get down to business.
Well, that suits me, Colonel. I've been on pins and needles ever since the last time I saw you. Tell me, when do I take off?
I'm afraid, Mr. Bradley, there's going to be a slight change in your plans.
Change? But I'm all scheduled to...
Well, all schedules and all plans can be changed, Mr. Bradley.
Meaning?
You're coming back to New York with me. You have a new assignment.
Yes, Jim, that's why I've held up your leaving. My orders were to give you no more information than that.
And I'm afraid that I won't be able to give you any more information than the Colonel has, Mr. Bradley. Those are my orders. When am I to leave, Mr. Smith?
Oh, that's the spirit, Jim. I was afraid you might be disappointed.
I am a little, Colonel. I was all set for some action, and now to find out that I'm going back to New York, well, I just...
Let me reassure you, Mr. Bradley. You will have action.
Colu, go New York, too. Get things ready.
Well, I'm afraid you won't be able to go with your master, Colu.
No.
Why not? This is a mission that must be done single-handed. A mission so important that perhaps the whole fate of a nation will be at stake. That mission is yours, Mr. Bradley. That's all I can tell you. We leave by plane immediately. You'll not carry any luggage. And you're not to let anyone know that you're leaving. Change into civilian clothes.
But I just had this uniform made, Mr. Smith. I'm a captain. Isn't it against orders to wear civilian clothes?
Well, as I said before, any order can be changed. I'll see you at the airport in 30 minutes. Why the thoughtful look, Jim?
Oh, I was just thinking. Wonder what all my friends will say when they find out I've disappeared.
Oh. Well, they'll probably say you deserted the army.
Say, that's not funny.
No, perhaps not. But that's exactly the impression we want to get around.
I don't like that.
Well, it's necessary for your mission.
You're still not saying what that mission is.
I'm sorry, Jim, but that's still a secret. It must remain so till we get to New York.
Well, never a dull moment. Here I am with you on a chartered transport plane. One of its two passengers. Winging about 250 miles an hour toward New York. No luggage. No idea why I'm here.
And you'll find that out soon enough. How about something to eat? I had a lunch packed for us. Sandwiches, hot coffee, and a thermos jug.
Not hungry, thank you. Mind if I go up front and talk to the pilot?
That also is against orders. You're to talk to no one but me. Sorry, I'm not more amusing.
Oh, it isn't that, Mr. Smith. It's only that I'm restless.
Well, How about some cards?
Then? Yeah, no thanks.
Say, I think I'll break out that lunch after all.
All right. I'm a little hungry myself.
Where'd you say it was?
Back in the luggage compartment.
Okay. I'll be back in a flash with a fish.
All right.
There's not much light back here.
Well, there's a switch right there to your right.
Okay, I got it.
Put up your hands, Mr. Bradley.
What?
Up with your hands, over your head.
Now, look here.
One move from you, and I fire.
Okay. Now, what's your game?
Strange that you should ask me that, Mr. Bradley. For that is the information I want from you.
Sorry, I can't oblige, old man. But I don't know it myself.
So, we shall find out. Turn around. Now, let's see first if you have any weapons on you.
I'm afraid I'll have to disappoint you again, old boy. I haven't a knife, a sword, or a submachine gun on me today. I left them in my other suit.
Your sense of humor does not amuse me, Mr. Bradley.
Does anything amuse you, chum? Did you find anything yet?
What is this in your pocket?
That is the full extent of my luggage. A little implement used for brushing one's teeth. Or wouldn't you know about that, my hireling friend?
Try a fool. Perhaps you will not be so amused when I tell you you are going to die.
Die? You're going to kill me?
I am.
Well, I guess you have a sense of humor after all. You know, you're really my prisoner, gun or no gun. In just about 6 hours, we'll be landing on an American field.
Let me remind you, Mr. Bradley, there are ways to change the course of an airplane. Now, Vok, we are going back into the cabin.
Okay. You're the boss for the moment.
Well, what took you so long, Jim? What does this mean?
It means that you are my prisoner, Mr. Smith. You, too, will kindly put up your hands while I search you for weapons.
Why, you...
Better do what he says, Mr. Smith. He has us at a slight disadvantage at the moment.
Mr. Bradley, I agree with you for the first time.
Let's hope, pal, that it's the last time.
I see that you, too, are unprepared. You Americans are very complacent.
Well, we don't expect a stab in the back, Fritz. But once we get a dirty deal, watch out. What are you going to do with us?
I am afraid that question must go unanswered. Now, I shall leave you two here in the cabin together. I must talk to our pilot and see if I can persuade him to change his mind about our destination. Put up your hands.
What? For your dirty smile?
He's killed the pilot.
Perhaps you believe now that I am quite serious.
Hey, we're falling. The plane's out of control.
Do not worry, Mr. Bradley. I am as good a pilot as you are. Now, I am very sorry to leave such pleasant company, but I would feel safer if I locked myself behind this door.
Now what are we going to do? I'm going to do a little thinking. There's always a way out of everything, except death and taxes. We're flying east, maybe a little south, out over the Atlantic. I wonder where we could be heading for. I guess we'd both like to know the answer to that one.
Yeah, all we can do is wait. We'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. And whatever it is, I don't think we're going to like it.
Well, we've been flying for quite a while, Jim. He's got to land soon or we'll run out of gas.
Well, maybe he's going to contact some Nazi raider. I don't know where he could put us down out here.
Yeah, there must be some way of getting that Heine.
I don't know. Whatever you know, Jim, whatever they think they both know, they're going to do their best to get it out of us.
I'm afraid their best can be mighty bad for us. Tell me, how can we get into that pilot room? We've got to somehow.
Yes, we have, Jim. You don't realize how important it is to our country that you and I get to New York.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I've got something.
All right.
The fire extinguishers. There are two of them in here.
Yeah, but what good are those?
The chemicals in fire extinguishers. How do they work?
I believe they give off carbon dioxide gas, which extinguishes the flame.
That's right. And how does the carbon dioxide do that? By shutting out the oxygen around the flame, smothering it. And what can be done with a flame can be done with a man. We'll smother it. But he's behind a locked door. See that little ventilation grill at the top of the door frame?
Yes.
The pilot gets all his ventilation through there.
I get it.
We shoot carbon dioxide gas from the fire extinguishers through that vent. Our Nazi friend will be out like a light in just 30 seconds. What are we waiting for? Here's one.
Here's the other. Let's go.
Wait a minute.
What?
After he passes out, the plane will be without a pilot. How are we going to get inside to fly the plane? The door's locked.
Break it down.
Those are pretty strong doors, Jim. But if we crash, we'll at least take one more Nazi down with us. Let him have it. Got him. Come on, Jim. We've got to get through this door.
Let's hit it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's as solid as a rock. We'd better get in there quick with this plane diving like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Grab those controls, Jim. I'll take care of our Nazi friend.
Right. Got him. Hope I can pull her out of this dive.
Can't you straighten her out? I'm working. Now she's coming up. Yep. Nose is coming up a bit. There. Boy, that's too close for comfort. How's our friend?
He's still out. I've got him trussed up.
Well, let's head back for land.
You know, Jim, for a few moments there, I thought that...
Uh-oh. Engine trouble? Looks like we're out of gas. Well, I guess it's the blue ocean for us after all, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, do you think... Jim, look. Land! That island up ahead.
Right, I see it.
Think we can make it?
We can try.
We've lost a lot of altitude in that big dive. But if I can keep nursing her along...
Uh-oh.
Looks like all the gas is gone. All right. Hold on, Mr. Smith. Here we go!
Will Jungle Jim and Mr. Smith be able to make that island? And if they do... Couldn't this be the island the Nazi agent was heading for? And if it is, what about the secret mission upon which Jim and the mysterious Mr. Smith are embarked? These questions are answered when next we meet Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow Jungle Jim's adventures in the full color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full color adventure and comic pictures. No other comic supplement can give you the top cartoonist. The whole family follows the fun and frolic of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, and numerous other comic characters, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the millions of adults and children who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.